The meal. The disciples had gathered, all afraid for their lives, some afraid to believe the reports they were hearing. Then there was Jesus. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and a honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. Luke 24:36-43. The power of death broken. Jesus breaks the power of death and sin with his resurrection. In time, with the Holy Spirit's teaching, the disciples would fully understand what they were seeing at that moment. Jesus was with them again, risen, taking a meal for their faith. The universes, all history, and all individuals would never be the same again. It was the singular, most important event to ever be. Jesus has experienced it and knew it would forever rock us, shape us, empower us. Yet that moment, there in the gathering of friends, he comforts them and reveals his hands and feet. The disciples don't believe for joy, not able to take in the overwhelming joy of the impossible become possible. Do you have any meat? Then, after the ordeal of his crucifixion and amidst the ragged emotions of those nearest to him, he says, What has always made me feel closest to him? Manlike, he asks his disciples what they have there to eat. It's always made me smile. The Lord knows I mean no disrespect. I have 4 sons, 2 sons-in-law, and 5 grandsons, also 2 stepsons and 1 step-grandson in my life, whose combined appetites equal that of a small nation. It just makes Jesus seem so real, so one of us. The simple act says, It's all right. The worst is over. It's going to be fine. I'm here now. My love for you is here and always will be. I'm hungry. And womanlike, I wish I had been there to make the meal that would nourish him after all he had been through, all he had done for the world, for us, for me. I wanted to be the one to cook that meal, to put it before him, to watch him finally rest and eat. He tells me I can. Still, today, so can you. Matthew 25:40 says, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. We still get our chance. The world is still hungry for food, for him. By God's grace, we do get to serve the meal.